Immigration of Jenny by Night Ocean. Chapter 3. After getting a taste of George's cock, I brought him to Jen's house and fucked George's cock whenever George was available. But George was only available a maximum of once a week. I discovered that I like the sensation of having a perfect fullness of the pussy. And I said to Jen, "Jen, I like George's big cock, but I'd like to have sex with several men, if you don't mind." Jen asked me how many guys I would like to have sex with. "The more the better," I replied. After a few weeks, Jen told me he had set up an event for me. When I asked what it was, Jen replied that it was a gangbang party. And finally, it was the day Jen promised me. Jen reserved a hotel suite in the city that is about 30 minutes away from where we live, and on that day he drove me to the suite. When we got there and went into the suite, there were 7 guys waiting for me, including George. They are all basketball players of our school's basketball team. There were 4 blacks, 2 whites, and 1 Hispanics among the 7. Jen walked into a row of tall human forest and high-fived them. As I followed Jen and walked in between them, my heart was filled with anticipation and excitement. We got beers out of the fridge, and I drank beer with them to relax. Then I stripped completely naked in front of them, going through each one and allowing them to touch my big tits and ass. George lifted me up and laid me down on a table in the center of the living room. And the boys gathered on the table and started touching, sucking, and licking my whole body. While I was kissing one of them, one from the right side and one from the left side massaged my breasts and sucked my nipples. Someone got down between my gaping crotches and sucked my cunt roughly. Someone was rubbing his cock against the calves of my legs. After that, so many cocks came in and out of my mouth, and finally I felt a huge chunk of flesh slide into my cunt and get stuck in it. One cock penetrated my cunt for more than 5 minutes, rubbing and fucking it. Then another cock entered my hole, and about an hour later, after almost all 8 cocks had driven my pussy at once, I was lifted up again and moved to the sofa. On the sofa, while I was sitting on top of George's cock and fucking the cock in my cunt, another cock came up in my anus and jabbed my asshole. In the position where I was lying on my stomach, the 8 cocks including Jen's never stopped taking turns fucking my mouth and poking the holes in my pussy and anus. I had dozens of orgasms over and over again and my head felt like it was stuffed with cocks completely. I aspired to be just like them. I really, really wanted a full complement of cocks in my whole body and inside my head. Then I believed that I would be able to feel the greatest bliss I could ever feel on this planet. God gave us the ability to experience sexual pleasure, and I used to believe that this was the pinnacle of human experience. Extreme orgasm is only felt when my body and mind become one with the cock, and I experienced it for the first time that day. After 3 hours of non-stop gangbang sex with 8 men, including Jen, I felt dozens of orgasms and finally reached the state of liberation and experienced the extreme climax. I felt like I was flying above the clouds, and the world I looked down from above was bathed in a light so beautiful that I had never seen it before in my life. And it was shining brightly. In my ears, I heard music like the melody of heaven, and the semen poured into my mouth 4 or 5 times was so sweet that I tasted it for the first time. It seemed to me that I could hear the waves of semen splashing inside my cunt, and I was floating on a sea of semen. After the first gangbang ended, we had pizza and beer, and had a break. However, even during the break, guys took turns hugging me and massaging my body one by one. After eating pizza, the host of today's party, Jen, was pushed by other boys, and the two of us started having sex. Jen whispered in my ear as he pumped his cock into my cunt. "Do you like having sex with so many guys?" I nodded. Jen said, "I'll do whatever you like," and he shoved his cock into my mouth and thrust his glands down my throat. The boys started fucking me again. In my pussy, asshole, mouth, boobs, armpits, and the inside of my knees, anywhere that can be rubbed, they were rubbing and rubbing cocks, and the gangbang sex continued for over 3 hours again. So that day, I stayed up all night with 8 boys until the next morning. I turned 17 and started my senior year of high school. Even while I thoroughly enjoyed the sex, I also made time for my studies. I was still popular with the boys at school. Yet, a year ago, when I was a junior in high school, the whispers were very different. Before I started 12th grade, people thought I was a naive Asian girl with a glamorous figure and a knack for academics. But in my senior year, people called me the studious whore. It never bothered me at all when people labeled me a whore. Because being a whore suits me just fine. And I desired to be a whore. I had the notion that it would be more interesting to become a whore, have as much sexual fun as possible, work really hard, and mold my destiny. My philosophy was that I wanted to do the best I could with my life to succeed and also enjoy the sex as much as I loved. By 12th grade, everyone thought that the GPA and SAT scores I maintained were good enough to get into the Ivy League. But one day in the fall of 12th grade, my science teacher, Mr. Howard, called me into the office. Then, in the science project, there were 3 more students who submitted the same assignment as I submitted. I said it couldn't be, and that I had never copied someone else's homework and never showed my homework to anyone else. Mr. Howard sent me out saying he knew, but Mr. Howard said that all the kids who submitted the same homework as me said the same thing as me. Among the 3 who submitted the exact same content as my homework, I suspected Casey. I thought it was a bit odd that while I was studying for that science project in the library, I left my computer for a while and came back to find the screen of my laptop, which had been closed, open. And that day, Casey was with me in the library. Mr. Howard was a very strict character. Howard said that not only were the 4 students submitting the same assignment, but that the content was a significant copy of the assignment submitted last year. For that part, in fact, I found a reference material through a search on the internet, and it made sense to use some of it. However, even though it was common for most students to collect data on the internet like that, Mr. Howard did not admit it. As the result, Mr. Howard failed all 4 students, including me, in the class, and the unfairness was left on my high school record. It made me delayed in graduating to complete the curriculum, and the record was turned in when applying for college, ultimately destroying my dream of attending the Ivy League. Moreover, at that time, my father fell down while working on the roof, injured his back, and he was unable to work, and our family's status in the United States became that of illegal aliens. As an illegal immigrant, I could not receive financial help even if I went to college in the United States. Therefore, I couldn't go to a good university, and I had no choice but to go to a small, nameless nursing school that offered me a scholarship.